Welcome back. You're listening to This Week with Cian McCormack and Justin McCarthy. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar yesterday unapologetically endorsed a proposal by three of his junior ministers for a €1,000 tax cut for middle-income earners on €52,000 a year. In an interview in the Irish Times, he also said that Fine Gael is in government to make sure that Middle Ireland gets looked after. Mr. Varadkar said providing houses for people to buy is his highest housing priority. We're joined now by the Fianna Fáil TD Barry Cowan from our Athlone studio. Barry Cowan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What did you make of the Taoiseach's comments in the Irish Times yesterday, backing calls for those tax cuts for middle-income earners?
I think in the first instance, I wasn't surprised by the op-ed that's been referred to. Unfortunately, I wasn't surprised by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar doubling down on that in yesterday's interview. I was surprised they didn't seek more. Last year, for example, the budget package delivered at a cost of €1.1,840,000 to the cohort that they mentioned, not necessarily by Fine Gael alone, but by the three parties in government, adhering to the commitments made in the programme for government. And, you know, there's every possibility that the next budget will surpass that, and that'll be done after having gone through a process that is recognised and should be appreciated by all concerned, as the Finance Minister said during the week. The Taoiseach himself, I think, should be above party partisanship, should be assuring the procedures and processes such as the National Economic Council in June, the government economic statement being delivered in July, will then lead to an engagement with various government colleagues, with respective parliamentary parties, with the public and relative committees within the Dáil, indeed, for opposition spokespersons.
So should the Taoiseach then, Barry Cowan,
to a budget?
Should the Taoiseach not have endorsed that call for a tax cut for middle-income earners in his interview yesterday?
I think that the Taoiseach and its office should be above party politics. I think he should call a halt to the posturing rather than adding to it. It's pure electioneering. It's playing to a base. It's seeking to create a divide, firmly positioning Fine Gael on a side in that divide. I think from a Fianna Fáil perspective, we have to ensure that the public aren't persuaded by Fine Gael into thinking that there's a power struggle within government to deliver on a tax package. As I said, there was a decent and appropriate tax package last year. There'll be another one this year. It'll also look at the rental sector and the difficulties associated with that, as already committed to. It'll have a social welfare package. It'll have one-off payments if necessary, okay, and if affordable, and it would appear that they will in relation to cost of living issues. There'll also be capital expenditure across all departments and the various infrastructural progress that we'd like to see that we haven't seen to date. And that's as it should be. That's as it has been in the past. And all parties entered into government in good faith. They devised a programme for government in good faith, despite their own wish list. Okay. And they must stick to the implementation plan that provided for governance in the round over a five-year period.
Right. Does it concern you that when we have figures showing that there are 12,000 people homeless, desperately in need of social homes, that the Taoiseach's highest priority is houses that people can buy?
I won't say whether it concerns me. Housing concerns everybody in every household, irrespective of the circumstances. No,
yeah, but he is the Taoiseach. He is the head of government, and that is his highest priority, houses that people can buy at a time when thousands of people need social homes.
Yeah, and he was in government for many years, and when Fianna Fáil entered government, one of our predominant preoccupations to do so was to take on the housing ministry, to tackle housing predominantly. Fine Gael say theirs is in relation to taxation. The Greens say theirs in relation to climate action. But as I said, the programme for government merged all parties, agreed on a wider government programme, and it has an implementation plan. There has been some progress. There's a need for the full term to be expired, okay, before adjudication can take place, and the policies of various parties adjudicated on then.
What is the government's highest priority? Is it providing social homes or houses that people can buy?
Oh, it's a combination of both, of course. I mean, there's been huge progress, as I said, made, but it hasn't necessarily been sufficient to rid us of that terrible crisis. So there's been, you know, record level of funding. There's been huge initiatives in relation to affordable and cost rental when there was none previously. The land development agents have been set up. In recent weeks and months, you've seen the waiving of development charges, and that is to help and assist in the delivery of private homes and affordable schemes and cost and loans to help people be in a position to buy. But you also have to remember that local authority homes can have an option to buy in future years when people are in a position to do so. And we all want to see home ownership, but we have to recognise too that many in the country and many young people merely want to rent suitable and affordable accommodation, right. And that has to be part of a package too.
Just before I let you go, what would you say to other government ministers and TDs from government parties about how they should conduct themselves now in advance of the budget?
Well, like I said to you, there is a process and a procedure that has been successful in the past and will be successful again, and they should adhere to it. You know, separately, of course, political parties and entities want to prepare for the next election. You know, I might want to see emergency planning legislation that in relation to getting housing done quicker. I might like to see state provision of childcare for free education, or to split the Department of Health in two in relation to acute community, or put a standalone Department in Energy to oversee a much slicker and greater delivery on the potential. But I can't usurp the programme for government in seeking for that to be the case as regards my political party. Like others, you know, voted for the programme for government on the basis of having entered into negotiations in good faith, having brokered a deal in similar good faith, and now we have to have seek the reality of implementing that and being adjudicated on at the end of its term by presenting another suite of measures in the hope to get a more dominant position in the next government.
Barry Cowan, Fianna Fáil TD, thank you for talking to us today from our Athlone studio.